Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. We are so glad that you are here this morning and even happier that we do not have snow on the ground. So it is good to see you. And whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, again, we are glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. A few ways to learn about the ways that we are church together. Check out your bulletin full of announcements and also calendar events. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you, or there will also be an elder standing at the communion table this morning. We have a few announcements, and then if you have not already taken a look through your bulletin, you will see that we are doing something very different here this morning. Don't worry, I'm going to walk you through it. We'll calm the nerves and anxiety. We'll go through it. But first, a few announcements. Confirmands, please note that if you are looking for a few extra points, next Sunday, Palm Sunday, the mission committee is looking for some great helpers to box up the SWEM, the Lenten Wall of Food. So that'll be next Sunday. Sherry and, oh, it's all three. It's, are you all separate? Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was a trifecta. Sherry can get us started.
I'm here on behalf of Young Children's Committee this morning. A couple of things. First of all, the Harbinger indicated that our preschool through sixth graders would be helping to hand out palms next week. That's actually been moved on to the junior highs are going to help with that. So thank you anyway. The other thing is, for those who weren't hearty souls last week, we have a new child care provider. Ann Connery DeMar, started with us last week in the nursery and toddler room. And we're thrilled to have her. And we ask that as you drop your children off, or even if you don't have children to drop off, stop by and introduce yourselves. Thank you.
All right, now we have a duet
tag team.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. You can come up, Nancy. Nancy Hasselhoff and I are up here to point out the flyer that's in your bulletins today. It's basically given an overview about our party for Carol Ann. Since she's not here, we thought it was an opportunity to share with you what we're going to be doing that day. At the very bottom, it's all the committee members. And certainly come to us if you have any questions. One of the fun things we're going to do is a flash mob, so we're looking for people to participate in that. The other thing is we've got an envelope to help you put a donation. We're looking for donations for some of the cost that we're going to be incurring. So it's going to be a fun event, so hopefully some of you want to volunteer and help us along with that.
And I'm in charge of working on the scrapbook, putting together the scrapbook that you folks will be helping to do individual pages. One thing when Ralph left, one thing she said to me was, I hope I get a scrapbook too. So keeping that in mind, no pressure, folks, but we got to top what we did for Ralph because she's been an impact on so many lives in so many ways. We have the next scrapbooking date. If you need assistance or ideas or whatever, bring your pictures. April 26th, it's a Saturday from 1 to 5. I'm flexible on hours, and we will be meeting in the adult lounge. You don't have to do it with me. We're doing 12 by 12 pages. If you're a scrapbooker at home and you have all your stuff, do it at home at your leisure. But if you need some help or some assistance or some ideas, myself and some other scrapbookers will be there on April 26th. We will have another date following, but the biggest thing is start looking for your pictures and then, you know, some ideas of stories of what she's done to be in your life or a funny story. She loves all that stuff. So if you have any questions, see me, Facebook me, or send me an email. Thank you.
Thank you. Al.
Good morning. Four times a year, GPC gets together and serves a meal at St. Joseph's. The month of April is one of those months. So on the third weekend, which is 2 weeks from now, we'll be serving a meal for St. Joseph's. So there's a sign-up sheet in the narthex on the board, on the bulletin board. Lots of opportunities to donate food and lots of opportunities to get together with your fellow church members or friends and come down and serve a meal. That's Easter weekend, so it might be a nice lead-in to Easter Sunday. One change, though, is because the preparation is on Good Friday, we moved it up in the day, so the food preparation is going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning, which means all the food donations have to be in before 9 o'clock Friday morning. Thank you.
All right. Our worship this morning is going to be in the Taze form of worship. In your bulletin, there's a description about the Taze community in France. But this format for worship concludes our Lenten series of The Abundance of Enough. And we will be celebrating the ways that God's abundance of grace is enough in our lives. So you can see that description there. But what I want to note most is the incorporation of song and silence in this worship time. The times of silence are marked in your bulletin. The songs are very unique because they are simple and repetitive. So what is not necessarily the most helpful thing to do is to count how many times we've sung the song and start wondering when we're going to stop. Kind of defeats the purpose of the meditative prayer nature of these songs. So don't be anxious. Just relax and let their repetition be a way to connect you to God's presence. There are a few times that we will stay seated for those songs. Most of them we will. And there will be a time that I will have you stand, and I'll indicate when we do that. And communion this morning is also going to connect us to the simplicity of the meal. So we will be serving communion via intinction. So what that means is when we rise to celebrate the meal together, there will be five stations set up. One at this back door, one at this back door, two at the communion table, one here at the pulpit. Please visit the station that is nearest to you. If you are someone who has mobility concerns and doesn't move around so easily, what I would ask that you do is slide gently, try to avoid slivers, to the outside of your pew, and a communion server will come and serve that to you. When we are receiving communion, we will be singing. It's okay. Keep singing. When you have received the elements, please form a circle around the perimeter of the sanctuary. So don't go sit back down. But please also don't stand against the walls. Stand closer to the pews so that those who are remaining in the pews feel a part and connected to what we're doing. So, again, what we're going to do is during communion, we're going to get up, visit the station that's nearest to us, and then form a circle around the sanctuary as we're singing. And then we're going to have the benediction, the choir will sing, and worship will be concluded at that time. So it's all right. Take a look through your bulletin. It's going to be a very interesting service. But folks, let us prepare our hearts and our minds to now worship God. Please remain seated for the call to worship and also the following song. We're going to remain seated. O Lord, as these words are read and sung, in our hearts may we feel your presence.
You remain seated, and please join me in the prayer of confession, followed by a time of silent confession. God of abundance, we confess our difficulties in believing you are enough. We fill our lives with busyness in hopes of satisfying our emptiness. Enable us to surrender ourselves to you in silence and simplicity. Fill us with the abundance of your grace and love. Let us reflect for a moment in silent prayer of confession. Amen.
Could the children please come up front? Good morning. Oh, I missed you last week. My car was stuck in the driveway, and I just could not get out. So I'm just so glad to be here with you this morning. And during our time with the children that we've been having the last couple of Sundays, we have been talking about one great hour of sharing, and how the small change that we're making and the small changes that we're putting into our bank are going to make big changes in the world. And we talked about how the people from One Great Hour of Sharing will provide emergency shelter, food, how they even help people after things calm down a little bit to make their own gardens and to provide their own food. But I don't have anything with me today, do I? So what I want to talk to you about today is the most important thing that the people from One Great Hour of Sharing are taking. And it's something that you have, and it's something that you can do. And what they're taking is their love. And with that love, they're bringing hope to the people who have had catastrophes. It is so hard to imagine that if you lost absolutely everything, you've lost all your toys, you've lost your house, you've lost all the clothing you have except what's on your back. Could you imagine how sad you must be? And then you have to go to a strange place and live in a strange house. But when you're there, there are people there who say, oh, welcome. And they give you a big hug. And they say, I love you and God loves you. And together we're going to get through this. And that is the biggest gift that the people from One Great Hour of Sharing bring. And do you know that's something you can do? There are times, there are people, maybe we haven't lost absolutely everything, but maybe your friend is sad because their pet died, or maybe your friend is sad because things just aren't going right. And sometimes just to go up and say, you know, but I'm still your friend, and I'll be your friend. We got a new child at school this week. Oh, and he's in fourth grade, but he's like this tall. And all his new friends liked him, but another class started saying rude things about him. But all those other kids got around him and said, we're going to be your friend. And they wouldn't let those other kids bully him. And so sharing those little changes made a big difference in his life. So I want us all to think about all the little changes we've made, and we're going to make big changes, but it's things that we can also make big changes. Can we say just a quick little prayer before we go to Sunday school? God, thank you for showing us through your Son, Jesus, how we should share our love and how we should bring love and peace into the world, and help us do that. Amen. Thank you. And if you don't have a bank yet.
the first reading of the Word. If you will grab your hymnals, we are on page 90. We are going to read the psalm responsively and include a sung refrain. You will know it is your time to read where you see the bold. You will know it is your time to sing where it says refrain. Roy is going to stand next to me and help with some arm indications for the singing. Hopefully you will be able to see the bold. Let us stand for the first reading of the Word. My salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid.
And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in the Lord.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to see God.
On the day of trouble, the Lord shall shelter me in safety. The Lord shall hide me in the secrecy of the holy place and set me high upon a rock.
Even now the Lord lifts up my head above my enemies round about me.
Therefore I will offer in the holy place an oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek.
Hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will sustain me.
Way, O Lord, lead me on a level path
because of my enemies.
Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and also those who speak malice.
What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living?
O tarry and await the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and the Lord shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is the steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. He knows how we are made. He remembers we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to his children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that will do this. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. sometimes amid our speculations about God and the ways and will and rules of God, a simple but profoundly practical truth is forgotten. Our calling as the people of God is to remember. Our calling is to remember, to bless, to praise the one who leads us into life, the one who saves us from the pit of our deepest darkness and separation, from our sin. This is the one who surrounds us with life-giving love, wraps us in goodness, and works for justice and righteousness for the hungry, the oppressed, the marginalized. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The only reason these words leave the lips of the community who first sang them is because they intimately know the pit from which God saved them. They know what a pit looks like from the inside. How deep it is, its width, the damp, cool smell invading their nostrils. And no matter how many times you claw at the sides, desperate to pull yourself from the darkness, you end up with clumps of earth in your fingernails, in your hands, with nothing to show from it. God may be slow to anger, but our experience in this pit makes us wonder. And when we finally make it out, the sun beats down on our washed out sallow skin, and we glance longingly at the pit, thinking maybe it wasn't so bad. Should we return to the land of Egypt, where at least we knew our place, our purpose, our identity? The pit awaits. It calls to us. It interrupts our everyday thoughts with the strange allure of phrases that almost sound truthful. You deserve it. Why not one more? It only takes a second, a sound bite, a flash on a screen, a momentary nudge into this idealized status quo that tells us we never have enough. We never are enough. We feel like even when we emerge from the pit onto the surface, the reality of 40 years in the desert taunts us with its barrenness, its austerity, its silence. Whether we are in the depth of the pit or on the surface, the oddity of this psalm is it makes up the landscape of the space between. As far as the east is from the west, the message dares us to speak wherever we are. Whether you are young or old or somewhere in between, who whoever you are, however you feel, whatever brokenness or hurts you bear, we dare to whisper or to shout from the rooftops, "Bless the Lord." Oh, my soul. And we bless not because of what God will do, but because what God does. God meets us wherever we are, whoever we are, and leads us into life. God saves us from the darkness, surrounds us with love, wraps us in goodness. God takes the young parent whose temper is winning the battle and reminds her that God is able to renew. God speaks a word to all nations, calling our greed into question. God reminds even the corporate executive what it means to earn the minimum wage. God gives health where there is disease, grace where there is resentment, satisfaction where there is apprehension, peace where there is noise, abundance where there is scarcity, and enough when we so desperately need it. God grows grass from the dust and raises life from the pit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. And from your places in the desert or in the pit, the songs of thanksgiving or joy, God hears them all. And at this time, you are invited to share your prayers of joy, your prayers of concern. If you would, raise your hand. And please keep your prayers brief this morning as we are practicing our Lenten simplicity.
Jim Poole. I want to thank everybody for their prayers for my mother and our family. I was thinking she lost her battle last Sunday night, but I think she won it. She's home with Dad. I can see her sitting out in a lawn chair with Betty Snaith and June Thomas, catching up on old things and so on. But the response that we get from people within this congregation is amazing. And just keep the rest of our family, we have a large extended family, but keep us all in our prayers.
Continued
and
prayers,
I thank you again.
You and Sue and your entire family.
Jeannie Bauman, I'm asking for prayers for a friend. Her name is Betsy. 2 weeks ago, she went to Strong Hospital to have a baby. And the baby was born, beautiful baby boy. Unfortunately, Betsy had a lot of complications and then spent 9 days in the hospital. So she just came home, so I'm asking for prayers of healing for Betsy. Thank you.
Prayers for Betsy and her family.
Valtarushan, on behalf of my circle group, Ione Crosdale, Amory Sim, Dari Crosdale, and myself, we'd like to ask for prayers of comfort, peace, and as our dear friend who lives in Hamilton, Toronto, Canada, is on her final journey. And we just ask for prayers. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Fran Perrell. My sister-in-law has been in intensive care at Highland since last Monday, and we're asking for prayers.
Prayers for your sister-in-law.
Sue Mancini. I'd like to ask prayers today for for Jen and Al Tregay. Jen has been taken into the hospital, and hospice may be for her. Those of you who don't know Al, would you stand? Because you're going to get lots of hugs today, and we only want the best for you and Jen. Can you stand up? Stand up, Al. So we know who you are. We wish healing for you in your time with Jen, and that Jen heals if that is the Lord's way.
Prayers for the Tregay family.
Well, I'm told I can announce it officially now, but our son-in-law, Nelson Portillo, has accepted a position at Boston College, and he's going to be starting there in the fall. So Irene and I will be making a transition from having a very full house with our little three-year-old granddaughter running around to a pretty quiet time. So it's very bittersweet, but they've been. It's time for them to start being a family because they've lived apart so much with Nelson and El Salvador for a couple years and maintaining a long-distance relationship. We're happy for them, but we're going to miss them at the same time. They'll be moving probably in August.
And prayers from our children this morning. Prayers of joy for birthdays and parties, for driving lessons. Prayers for a grandfather getting off a neck brace soon, a cousin going through cancer treatment, prayers for a friend that broke her pinky finger, prayers of joy that spring may come and baseball gets started anyway, prayers for a family who is losing their colds. I assume that's a prayer of joy. Prayers for a grandma who's in the hospital, and prayers of thanksgiving for Boy Scout events and plays. Many joys from our children. Let us continue our time of prayer. One more? Yeah.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
It's all right. Let the Holy Spirit move. It's all good.
Prayers for the Alyssi family, co-worker of Susan who passed yesterday. They've been in business together for 4 or 5 years, and he has a couple young ones, so it's quite devastating.
Prayers for our co-workers' family. Let us continue our time of prayer. Most holy God, we are a people who need you in abundance as creator, sustainer, redeemer. Our lives have complications in pain. Our world has war and despair. But we are made in your image, and your spirit was breathed into us that we might experience your hope in abundance. There are situations that make it hard to be aware of that goodness and hope. And sometimes they happen so often we even become numb to the pain and suffering they cause. Holy God, when gunshots ring out and kill innocent people, for the community at Fort Hood, for the soldiers, the families, and God, the countless others who continue to suffer in fear. When storms and tornadoes and earthquakes are so strong, they destroy even the homes designed to withstand them, O God, we ask for your strength. When we are exhausted emotionally from illness in ourselves or those we love, when we are overwhelmed by loneliness, isolation, and grief. Gracious and merciful Lord, our church is working to hear the words of your Spirit in the silence. Our desire is to learn what and who you are calling us to be in the world. We call out to you that we might have the courage to give to you whatever burdens we entered with today, so that our hearts and minds can be open to you, to your word, to your spirit, that we may bless. That we may bless you, O Lord. And so it is together that we use our breath to praise and pray the words your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us continue our time of worship in this meditative space in which we have entered and committed this morning, and offer back to God a portion of our blessings with this morning's offering.
Let us pray. God of abundance, we know all we have is from you and because of you. We do confess we don't always know when enough is enough, but we do know we listen to your word and the work of your Son Jesus as we walk our journey faith with you. Bless our offering today and those to come, and we ask for your abundance both today and always. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.
You may be seated. Friends, the one to whom we turn our lives over and bless has invited us to this table. So whoever you are, however you feel. Whatever your condition, whatever brokenness and hurts you feel, know that it is our host who teaches and heals and blesses and welcomes. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share this feast which he has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, God of abundant life. From the silence and darkness, you created us in your image, inviting us to live as your people upon the earth. And so we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and place, calling upon you, Holy, holy, holy God, our God, heaven and earth behold your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who provides the way out of sin and death. Hosanna in the highest.
Instead of recognizing you to be enough, we sought after all that would not fulfill. Chasing after the busy, the stuff, and the noise, we turned away from you. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to share in our humanness and walk temptation's path ahead of us. His life, his words, his death, his resurrection are mysteries we may not understand completely, but we will proclaim with faith.
Christ died, witness to the world. Christ rose, loving God with all that he was. Christ will come, blessing us forever.
Grant us this day the honesty to face the realities of life, to stand for truth when we need to remain silent when words will make no difference. Send your Spirit to come and satisfy our thirst with the waters of life and our hunger with this meal. Simple gifts from creation, which grace us with your abundant life. And remind us, O Lord, you are enough. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And we give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered, gathered his friends around a similar table. And on the night before he gave himself over to the authorities for his death, so that we might remember and know how God's bread gives us strength, he took common bread and made it holy, just as he takes us, common people, and makes us holy. To remember, he asks that we repeat this act again and again, as he did by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, and do this in remembrance of me." And knowing that we cannot live by bread alone, he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it so that we might remember the sight and the sound and he shared it among us, saying, "Your faith, this faith is made new. Faith you wouldn't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Whenever you drink this, do this in remembrance of me." And so we break the bread. We drink from the cup, giving thanks. Giving thanks for the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ that is enough for all our lives. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. We're going to celebrate this meal, remember, singing the song that we've been singing. It's also printed in your bulletin if you want to walk with your bulletin. We're going to sing together, receive the elements at the station nearest to you. The gluten-free wafers are here at the communion table for anyone who requires them. Those with mobility concerns, slide to this end. And if you see someone who needs some assistance, please do that. When you have received the elements, remember, we're going to stand on the outside edge of the pews and form a circle and sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Let us celebrate that God's love is enough for all of us.
God, we rejoice in the gifts of grace and the fulfillment you offer us in this sacred meal. May we in turn open our lives to be bearers of the good news where we may journey and with whomever we may meet. Amen.
And may we go to be a blessing, to bless the Lord in all our steps, in all our movements, with each breath we take. May we bless the Lord, O my soul.